It's time to enter the world of real estate in Oahu with Hawaii's only true real estate radio show, the Team Lally Real Estate Show. Grab a pen and get ready to take notes. For the next full hour, Hawaii's premier real estate leader, Adrienne Lally, and Attilio Leonardi will bring you the latest in real estate news and real-world strategies on how they can guarantee to sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, or they'll buy it. Now, here are your hosts, Adrienne and Attilio.
Welcome to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, or we'll buy it. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at 799-9596 or check us out online at teamlally.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Attilio, and this is the part of the show where we talk about art. What does that stand for, art?
That stands for Attilio's Random Thoughts.
Now, I just want to give a disclaimer. They're anything but random because these are thoughts or things that come to me when I am in the experience of listening to a podcast, reading a potential, reading a book, watching a webinar, and or and even maybe watching a YouTube video.
Maybe it's coming to you at random times. They're not really random thoughts, but the times that they're coming to you is throughout the day, throughout the week, and you're bringing them together and sharing.
And so, and this is what we like to do at the beginning of the show is come from contribution and have you coming away saying, wow, that was helpful. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. And I'm going to implement that into my life. So there is an author that I came across that was being interviewed by Oprah Winfrey. Not sure if you guys have heard of Oprah Winfrey.
And Super Soul Sunday.
Excellent
podcast.
So if you know anything about the power of Oprah, the mm-hmm. Oprah power, is that what do you think happens, Adrienne, when she mentions a book on her show?
It goes viral. Everyone wants to read it.
Not COVID viral, but it goes like everybody wants to read it. Mm-hmm. And literally they zoom to the top of the New York Times bestsellers. And so to have your book mentioned by Oprah is something pretty significant because she is a major influencer out there in the market. And so it was interesting because she had had this author. Not only did she mention the book, which actually had a profound effect on her life, and you know her, she's interviewed everybody on this planet of significance, I would say, in the last 20, 30 years that she's been doing what she's been doing. So that says a lot that she thinks this much of this person, not only to have the author on the show, mm-hmm. but I think the book has 10 chapters, and the next 10 shows, an hour each, where each chapter, going through each chapter by this author.
Yes. And actually, speaking of this author, I believe he is scheduled to come to Maui in October.
And then people are like thinking, like, who's this author and what's the name of the book? So his name is Eckhart Tolle, and I'll spell the last name, T-O-L-L-E. Over 5 million copies sold is this book that I'm going to be talking to you about. And this book that I'm talking about right now, I'm sharing a quote from, I think it was like his first book, mm-hmm. but the book that she talks about on the show is the second book or the next book called New World. I think it was like,
yes.
Yeah. This one is called The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment. And he talks about a story. I think stories are a great way to teach something.
Everyone likes stories.
So I'm going to share with you a little short story that he talked about. And this is answering the question, what is enlightenment? Mm-hmm. What is that? You know, so again, being curious, right? And finding out what that is. So the best way to answer that is in a story. And here's the story. A beggar had been sitting by the side of the road for over 30 years. One day, a stranger walked by. "Spare some change," mumbled the beggar, mechanically holding out his baseball cap. "I have nothing to give you," said the stranger. Then he asked, "What's that you're sitting on?" "Nothing," replied the beggar, "just an old box. I've been sitting on it for as long as I can remember." "Ever looked inside?" asked the stranger. "No," said the beggar. "What's the point? There's nothing in there." "Have a look inside," insisted the stranger. The beggar managed to pry open the lid. With astonishment and disbelief and elation, he saw that the box was filled with gold. Let that sink in for a little bit, because you're like, okay, what does that have to do with enlightenment? Here's what he said as far as Eckhart's position on this, where he's coming from in writing this book. I am not that stranger who has nothing to give you and who is telling you to look inside, not inside any box as in the parable, but somewhere even closer inside mm-hmm. yourself. So today's message at the beginning of our show is that, you know, we are in uncertain times, but I have some, which is the bad news. It's the part that's causing us a lot of stress.
Yes.
But here's some good news. The answers to all your challenges and all the situations you're in are inside you already. And it could be a show like this. It could be a book like that. It could be a speaker or some kind of YouTube video that is not teaching you something you don't already know, but reminding you of something that's already inside you and maybe bringing you to some clarity on it. So when you're in that stressful times, just pause for a moment, seek counsel, but know that the answer to all your challenges, it's within you. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
That was deep.
Now, that book is called The Power of Now. It's written by Eckhart Tolle.
Eckhart Tolle.
And I've gone through the entire book.
You've gone through the entire book. I just started.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I read through the first 10 pages and I'm going back to the first page because there's so many things in
there. There's a lot of nuggets.
Yeah.
And you got to read through it with a highlighter and a pen.
He even encourages you to pause every once in a while. And he's got a symbol in there on when you should pause.
And reflect.
Speaking of pausing and reflecting regarding property management, next up we got Duke from Hawaii Pacific Property Management. Duke, what you got for us this week?
I'm pausing and reflecting, so I'll get back with you.
Okay. Tell us the answers that within you that you would like to share with our listeners.
So the COVID seems to be coming, you know, we seem to be going over the curve.
Yeah.
But our company has not
relaxed.
Scaled down our precautions mm-hmm. yet. So it's starting to slow the market down in the sales side and in the rental side. So we're seeing a few things change, like the amount of people that are coming to the properties. So this time, normally, it's pretty busy. May, June, July is the three busiest months for property management due to the PCSing of our military. But since that's been postponed until June and July, May seems a little quiet. So normally we would be typically busy, but right now it's the calm before the storm. What we're doing now is we're just making sure that we're tight and right as much as we can be.
Yeah.
We're just looking over, re-upping all of our walkthrough procedures, mm-hmm. making sure everybody understands that you got to be clean and tight as a whistle when it comes to showings. Showings have slowed down almost 50% right now, and so it's caused our inventory to blow up. But at the same time, nobody's moving out yet like they normally are. So there's all kinds of changes going on with adjustments in the market on the PM side.
Yeah.
And I think when all this plays out, we'll see us get back to normal, but the question I hear over and over is, what is going to be the new normal?
Yeah.
So, you know, for owners who are looking to rent out their properties, things are a little bit slower. And I foresee that the market will come back probably August, September, because all the PCSing has been pushed back. School is going to start a little later. Things are going to change in the way they do schools now. And it's just going to affect everything. The amount of spending that's going on in our neighborhoods is a lot less. So investors are a little more cautious about parting with investment dollars today.
Gotcha.
So Duke, real quick, I know that you guys don't do the vacation rentals, but I did read an interesting article last night in the Wall Street Journal about the vacation rentals and those, you know, the owners and what they're facing. What's your take on that?
Well, the article said that they were used to lots of income from the short-term rental market, and now they're like, oh no, what am I gonna do?
Yeah,
what would be? So I have a vacation rental that's Airbnb is off by 50%. They're laying off like 20% of their staff. So if you have a vacation rental, what would be your advice to them, Duke?
Go long term.
Go long term.
I mean, that's your only choice right now.
Yeah.
Or sell. But, you know, when things come back to normal, I think travel will be down a little bit. Mm-hmm. I know that airlines are going to come back as smaller companies. Some of the routes going to Hawaii and away from Hawaii are going to be changed and deleted. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, for the most part, our economy is going to take a pretty good hit.
Yeah.
But the one thing that's always been a constant, is real estate.
Yes.
So people need a place to live. They need a place to rent. So life is still good and busy in the real estate side.
You guys are assessing and adapting, which sounds great. You know,
assessing and adapting.
You know, this is what we tell people. You know, you're hearing Adrian, you're hearing me talk about it, you're hearing Duke talk about it. How about a happy client? So I have a Yelp review that you guys got, 5 stars. By the way, a lot of times people think you hear these reviews and they're from a long time ago. This one's dated May 3rd from James M. And this is what he says. As a property manager, Arlene, so kudos to Arlene, is awesome with the exclamation point. Communication lines are constantly open. She's very informative and easy to talk to in regards to maintenance of the property, current renters, and just staying updated. I would highly recommend Hawaii Pacific Property Management. Mahalo for the wonderful service! Exclamation point again. What's this thing about you guys?
Good job.
And why do you think that is? What are you teaching your team members over there to do?
Communication. Answer your phone. And believe me when I say communication is one of our 3 pillars of success.
Yeah.
What's the other two?
With our owners
or others,
and with the tenants.
What's your other pillars?
The others is the eviction guarantee and the rent guarantee. But some of that's frozen right now until COVID goes away and we get back to normal business.
And that's reasonable. Yeah. That's reasonable. We can't expect everything to remain the same when the whole planet has changed from 4 or 5 weeks ago. You know, I have a testimonial for your team, personal one. Duke, you know, you guys manage 2 of my properties and you guys are marketing one that nothing to do with you guys. And it wasn't even anything with COVID. It was just the timing that the person actually moved out. And for whatever reasons, had nothing to do with COVID. But so I just said, you know, I got a check in from Loa that's working with Evan. You know, those two work as Batman and Robin. I got an email. I said, you know, he's gave me an update on the places that you guys are marketing my property. I counted 14 different places that were on this sheet.
Wow.
So I'll just read through them real quick. Craigslist, High Central, your guys' website, Zillow, Trulia. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's just on and on and on and on.
Apartments.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those 14 feed into 40 more.
Yeah. And then here's the bottom. Here's what he said. It also posts on the third-party sites not included on this list. So I just read the 14 he gave me on the list, plus who knows however many places that it's being pushed out to.
That's awesome marketing.
Yeah, great marketing. Good job on your part.
And then also able to communicate that, though, to your clients, right? Because a lot of times our clients don't know what's happening in the background.
And I got hyperlinks, so I could click on all of these things.
And see your property there.
Yeah. So amazing job marketing the property, because that's what homeowners want to know. What's happening with my property?
Yeah.
Well, it's very good. So good job on that. 5-star if I was on
Yelp. Thank you.
Thanks, Duke.
All right, Duke. Any last thoughts?
No, all good. Be safe. May 15th, we're opening back up again. Looks like the governor changed his mind again.
To the 15th? Okay.
Good news.
Yep.
Well, we know
it's the 7th, now it's the 15th.
Now it's the 15th. Well, we know it's the 15th. Before it was the end of the month. You know, at the end of the day, everybody knows what they need to do regardless of what the governor is going to tell you. Okay? All right.
Yep.
Thank you, Duke.
Be safe.
Thank you, Duke.
Thank you.
All right, so you can get a hold of Duke and his team at 445-9223. That's 445-9223.
And what about the internet?
Check them out online at hipacificpm.com.
All righty. So this is the part of the show where we have other guests, and you know, obviously our producer's calling them, trying to get a hold of them. But in the meantime, we do have other things that we can share with you. You know, one of the big changes what we've done is open houses.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing differently with open houses?
So the Board of Realtors has forbid us to do open houses in person.
No physical open houses.
Yep. But they pivoted, and I'm very proud to be part of the Honolulu Board of Realtors, because I think that we're the only one that actually has the live link in the MLS.
So let me explain that to you guys, what she just said that's critically important. Maui, Kauai, Big Island, hey, board members, if you're listening to me. By the way, we're members of Maui too, right?
And we are.
Yeah.
We are.
So wear your membership too. And correct me if I'm wrong. It's not about us working for the board. It's about the board working and serving our membership.
Yes.
So, Big Island, Kauai, Maui, please allow the members in your guys' multiple listing service to be able to post a Facebook Live for a virtual open house. My understanding is, as of right now, that's not available on the Outer Islands. But thank goodness for our awesome board here at the High Central Honolulu Border Realtors
for
that we can do that.
And you know what I've noticed, though? That it seems to me there's a lot of neighbor island agents that are posting their listings in our MLS because of the support.
Yeah, so they're adapting. So, hey, Maui, Kauai, Big Island, please, please, please listen to your membership and help them out and make these changes quickly. Speaking of adapting and making changes, we got Jody from Pacific Rim Mortgage.
The
Mortgage Genius. Hi, Jody.
Hi.
What you got for us this week?
How's it going?
Good.
So, okay, I have some new information, which is that the Treasury has now started, this is kind of technical.
Yeah.
So the Treasury, the U.S. Treasury, has started offering a 20-year bond, okay? So in order to raise funds or liquidity for the government, they have started offering a 20-year bond, which they haven't offered a 20-year bond for a long, 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 long time. But they are now offering that. And the reason that this is particularly interesting is because the other investment that people, consumers or large corporations or hedge funds or what have you, could be investing in would be a mortgage-backed security.
Mm-hmm.
So now there is further competition for our mortgage-backed securities, which is the U.S. Treasury.
Okay.
It would be considered a similar product. However, with mortgage-backed securities, especially in these unprecedented times where people are being allowed to forbear on, aka not make mortgage payments,
yes,
that 20-year bond is looking a lot more attractive than a mortgage-backed security, because a 20-year bond is not going to have a scenario where people are allowed to forbear or you're not going to earn your investment. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, I mean, but one more time, explain it to, what does that mean to the listener? What does that translate to them?
I hadn't even gotten there yet. But, so what that translates to is I, as well as many people that are a billion times smarter than me, do anticipate that as local and the nation, national government starts to reopen businesses and starts to do their phasing of businesses and people starting to get out and about more, rates are going to steadily increase. They're going to keep, we've already, since last week, we've seen, and it's just like little bite-sized increases. So it's just like these, like we lost 10 basis points on Friday. Then we lost 6 basis points when the market opened on Monday. We lost 11 yesterday. So it's not drastic. It's not like these like 40-point swings.
Yes.
But these are just steady. And I know a lot of people are still like, oh, well, you
sitting
know,
the
COVID-19
the
thing. Yeah. So they are waiting because people do feel like, no, so-and-so told me that it's going to get lower. And, you know, but based on the economic metrics and especially this new introduction of this other product that people can invest in other than mortgage-backed securities as a long-term investment,
well,
I don't think that rates are going to go down.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite sayings is, explain it to me like I'm an 11-year-old. And so I'm explaining this to myself as an 11-year-old in this way. If the market that determines the interest rates has competition, then that's going to create upward pressure on interest rates because they're directly connected. I studied this as a little, I got a little geek on it back in the day when we were doing short sales, because mortgage-backed securities, and then there was this other thing that Warren Buffett called the nuclear weapons or mass weapons of destruction. He called them mass weapons of financial destruction, and they were...
the no-income verification loans.
Well, it was the no-income verification loans, but more from the institution level. They were the it was the insurance or the derivatives on these mortgage-backed securities that blew up, because people back then the default rate was like 3%, and then it shot up to 30, 40, 50% right. because people were speculating in the residential market, which had never happened before, and it literally blew up the whole financial market globally, way more. And this, what we're in right now, is not even close. But the point being is our interest rates going to go up? Yes or no? Are they going to go up, down, or sideways? What is your educated guess based on what you just shared with us, Jody? Going up or down?
Up.
So now's the time.
Yeah, you know,
thinking about buying or refinancing.
If I'm driving down the road and there's a bunch of home buyers sitting literally on a fence on the edge of a pasture, I'd be on my speaker, my loudspeaker, going, "What are you waiting for? A pandemic?" Well, it's happening. And so, again, if I was that lady at the Costco that's over there by Mililani, I remember her to this day. I don't think she worked at the Costco Capole, but if she was a realtor today, you know what she would be saying? She was the sample lady. Buy some, chai some regarding home.
I miss those sample ladies.
Where is that lady? Anybody know sample lady from Costco? Chai some, buy some.
There's no more samples.
Oh, yeah. Well, no more samples. Let alone sample lady.
I hope that eventually that comes
back.
Yeah,
maybe that's definitely something that may be a new normal, where the sample people are going to be in like bubble suits, and they're going to have these big tongs, like 8 feet long tongs, and you got to like stand across in the aisleway to receive your free pepper jack cheese.
It was always so much fun sampling on the weekends at Costco.
Yeah, we never know that trying samples at Costco might be a life-threatening event now. That's why they stopped it. So anyway, any other last tips there or things you'd like to share, Jody?
No, that's it. But Central Pacific Bank has opened their portal. So for small business owners, the second wave is here. Go ahead and
apply.
Get those applications in.
All right.
Thank you, Jody.
So again, that was Jody, the mortgage genius from Pacific Rim Mortgage. You can get a hold of her at
488-5510.
One more time.
That's 488-5510.
What if I'm introverted? I just want to check her out on the internet.
You can go to their website at pacrimmtg.com.
Hey, speaking of introverts, no, he's not an introvert. He's an extrovert. Or maybe,
yes,
you know, and he has an exoskeleton. No, he doesn't have an exoskeleton. His name is Taylor, and he's from Kilauea Pest Control. Taylor, what you got for us this week? Taylor, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Okay. Yeah, we thought you was being the strong, silent type. What you got for us this week, Taylor?
Testing.
Yep.
So this week, I just want to check in real quick. You know, something very unique to our situation right now is the pandemic, but
yeah,
we are in the middle of a time when disinfection and sanitization and washing hands, and that's really important. As I just heard your Costco samples, it could be a life-threatening thing, right?
Yeah.
But we are actually at Kilauea Pest Control. We're doing disinfection services now.
Oh, nice.
Especially for businesses as they start opening. So mm-hmm. I know some retail stores are starting to open tomorrow, and you know, maybe restaurants and that down the road as we get that guidance. But right now we're actually doing a lot of disinfection services and doing professional cleanings for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so my tip is to, for everyone to, of course, do their own disinfection and wash their hands and all that. But also, it might not be a bad idea as things start opening up again, or, you know, as people start going out of the house more, it might be a good idea to look at doing disinfection. And that includes, you know, disinfecting high touch points, like countertops and doorknobs and things that, you know are dirty, but they're probably a lot dirtier than you think, you know?
Yeah.
So it's
the light switches,
killing viruses like COVID, but mm-hmm. also just regular bacteria and other viruses as well. So,
you know, I heard something interesting. Yeah, there's more bacteria on the standard smartphone than there is on your toilet seat.
Gross.
Gross! Can you just come and sanitize my phone? talk about
it's
that.
It's funny you mentioned that, actually.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, last week we were disinfecting commercial business downtown as they're getting ready to open up again next little bit. But we have access to some lab, some tests. There's a bioluminescence test for ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate, which is the chemical with bacteria. They release it as their energy source, right?
Yes.
And so it can track with this test, this lab test that we can do on site, how much bacteria is on a, you know, on a smartphone or something. So we swab it and then put it in this thing. And so we swabbed the front door handle, and
yeah.
It had just off the charts amount of bacteria. And then we were able to wipe it and kind of do the sanitation, and it dropped it down to nearly zero bacteria on there. So, and we also tested a smartphone, and it was over the threshold of what it is that the you know, the government instructs for being able to eat off of it, basically. So,
you know, in the words,
smartphone, do not eat off of it.
Yeah, in the words of a snooty 12-year-old girl, ew.
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 I think that's the Jimmy Fallon character.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Yeah, no, he was talking about the, he's like, yeah.
Sarah.
This 12-year-old girl made it to the top of Mount Everest, and then she realized there wasn't a mall up there, and she was like, ew. Anyway, or she's like, where's the mall? But, yeah, so I'm glad that you guys started this service. What's the best number to reach you? Because I'm, you know, it's like the germaphobe, as soon as you said that, they're like, you had me at
sanitizing
my home.
Yes.
What's the number they can call for that? Because people are wanting that number right now.
Mm-hmm.
So they can call our office, but better would probably just call me directly, because I'm kind of taking on that.
Okay.
To make sure everyone gets.
You're like the Ghostbuster for germs.
The germ buster.
Call, who are you going to call?
Yeah.
The germ buster.
Yes.
And you can call me at 808-367-5594.
367-5594.
Yeah, and that's my direct cell phone number, so they can call me directly, and we can get out there and or talk of what we can do for them over the phone. And depending how, you know, how depth they want to go with the sanitization, we can kind of customize it towards your home, if it's a home, or if it's a commercial residence, or even if, you know, like for realtors, if a buyer's coming in, they want to sanitize the place before they move in or something. So there's a few different options, and, you know, different circumstances might be better for. So,
I think you guys should get that converted hearse ambulance thing that they had in the Ghostbusters. At one time I saw it parked
in
out
Waianae.
In Waianae. Yeah. So whoever has that Ghostbuster car, maybe Kilauea, like buy them, and then when they come do the sanitation,
the germ busters.
And you're going to be saying stuff like, don't cross the streams.
I'm hoping that guy's listening right now, and that'd be great.
Get that vehicle,
or at least just borrow it.
I think you guys' commercial. Here's your 30-second spot. You guys are gonna pull up in that, and you think like these three big dudes are gonna pull out, but step out of the vehicle. But it's actually a 12-year-old snooty girl, and she's gonna go up to the house, and she's gonna go ew, and then you guys come in and clean it up, and then afterwards she can come back in, and she's like, all right, and she's doing like selfies and Instagram posts because now it's clean, and she can go in the house and be completely self-absorbed.
That sounds great, except I want you to get out of the car and say ew for it.
Yeah, ew.
Are you
ew, gross. Where's the mall? But you know what? That's a bummer too, because the mall's closed. So anyway, great that you guys are doing that. Any ideas on, well, tell me, what's the process? You got a basic three-bedroom, two-bath house, single-story, 1,200, 1,500 square feet. What are we talking? How much time and roughly what do you guys do, and what was the cost?
So the process is we'll show up and we'll kind of assess how depth you want to go.
Yep.
Usually places you're treating are non-porous surfaces. So you're not treating fabrics and carpets and couches and things like that, because it is a water-based solution. So it needs to be able to dry.
Yes.
Whoever's home it is, you want to plan to be out of the home for about 2 hours.
Okay.
So we'll go in and we'll treat places like, you know, non-porous things are like countertops, doorknobs, door trim, walls up to, you know, you can treat the wall and high surface points like that. Bathrooms, faucets, bathtubs, sinks like that. We'll use the product on those surfaces, let it sit for about 10 minutes, and either it can aerate and dry on its own, depending on the, you know, how the airflow is.
Yes.
Or we can wipe it down.
Gotcha.
And then it'll dry. And then after a couple hours, you can re-enter, and it's all safe there. The only thing you need to do is places where there's contact with food, like kitchen countertops or maybe some kitchen appliances, you need to wipe that with water, but it's all disinfected and good by then. And then another one that, you know, a lot of people have been asking for is because kids are germ factories, right?
Yeah.
They have been asking us to treat like plastic hard toys that they're using too.
Oh, I thought maybe you was going to hose the kids down. Hey, run in one circle. That's stinging in your eyes. Ignore that. Ignore that stinging in your eyes right now. You tough it out.
Put some goggles on them.
Yeah, put them on so you can get the kids stripped down naked. They're going to be wearing goggles, and you got to run through this gauntlet of you guys hosing them down and spraying them.
Like a sprinkler.
Yeah. So disinfectant sprinkler. Tell them it's a fun toy. You guys should, yeah, keep running. Never mind the burning sensation.
That's terrible.
So you clean all the toys. That's good for like, I mean, I know that especially like daycare centers because people are, you know, you're not going to be dropping your kid off at like, you know, coding school or anything like that. But for parents that have to work and they don't have help with the kids, I'm going to imagine that daycare centers would probably be.
That would be a high priority.
Good use for you to come through before they opened up and create some confidence for the parents. Yep. But all righty. Yep.
Well, thank you, Taylor.
Places that, you know, that have been exposed to coronavirus, places like that, it's a good thing to get in there.
Yeah, if somebody. So. You know, here's what I'm going to recommend you realtors out there. You guys should give Kilauea Pest Control, not only for their termite inspections and their guarantees and stuff like that, but for this because
Germ busting.
I don't doubt, you know, we do. There's things like pet treatments, tenting for termites. I don't doubt that people are going to add to their closing, request for closings that the seller get these type of decontaminations done. So I don't be surprised if you start seeing those in the real estate transactions.
You had a few already. Actually.
I had a few already. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm like the great Karnak.
Especially like property management. Moving into a place. You know, they want it decontaminated or sanitized. So, yeah.
All right.
We can do that too.
Okay. So, again, everybody out there that needs this type of service, who are you going to call?
The Germ Busters
over at Kilauea Pest Control. He's gonna. Yep. When you pull up, even if you don't have the vehicle, when you ring the door and they answer, just go wee 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 and stuff.
Well, thank you, Taylor. Okay.
Thank you, Taylor.
So you can get a hold of Taylor directly on this service at 367-5594. That's 367-5594.
All right. So, hey, everybody, we're going to take a break right now. But when we come back, we're going to give you a market update on what's happening with inventory and prices regarding single family homes and condos. So please stay with us. Come, my lady.
Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. Hi, this is Adrian.
And Attilio of Team Lally.
Not all elderly have Ohana on island during these difficult times.
If you are over the age of 65, we want to help end this outbreak as quickly as possible.
We have volunteers who are free of COVID-19 symptoms and are willing to get you groceries and medication while the COVID-19 outbreak passes. They can even leave them at your door.
We at Team Lally want to help our community stay safe and heal fast. Reach out to us at ourkapuna.com.
Be safe and aloha.
Hi, I'm Barbara Corcoran. I hope every family will stay healthy and safe during these uncertain times. Our real estate market is experiencing many challenges every day. If you're planning to move or sell your home now, be sure to get the most current information from the best agent in your marketplace. In Honolulu, you should call Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi. You'll need an agent who is trusted in your community and understands your needs. Go online or call and please stay safe.
Aloha all our friends in Hawaii. This is Adrian.
And Attilio of Team Lally.
We know many need to move and have a lot of questions.
Don't worry. Modern technology has made the selling process easy so you don't need to ever meet the buyer.
Homes are selling and we're going to get through this.
If you need any advice on home repairs about your home or your mortgage, we're happy to help.
Go to our resource page at teamlally.com/COVID-19.
Be safe and aloha.
Aloha to my friends in Hawaii. It's Colin Cowherd. Look, I've interviewed some great coaches and encountered brilliant strategists that are five steps ahead of everybody else. I've also invested in real estate all over the country. I've lived in eight states. When it comes to selling your home in Hawaii, you have a brilliant real estate team in Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi of Team Lally with Keller Williams. They attract so many buyers locally, nationally, and internationally, they can either make an immediate cash offer on your home or sell it at a price and deadline you agree to, and they'll buy it. Their marketing plan on a completely different level. That's Team Lally. They've outsold every agent in Hawaii year after year. Check out why national real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Team Lally in Hawaii, as well as national news talk host Sean Hannity. That's why I trust him. Write the number down, 799-9596, or go online to 808GuaranteedSale.com, 808GuaranteedSale.com, and start packing.
Thank you. The Team Lally Real Estate Show continues.
Give it to me, I'm worth it. Baby, I'm worth it.
Welcome back and thanks for listening to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program. We'll buy it. I'm Adrian.
And I'm Attilio.
And if you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596 or check us out online at teamlally.com.
Hey, everybody. So as promised, we wanted to get into the, inventory, days on market, prices for single family homes and condos. So why don't we start off with the two numbers that we want to talk about. By the way, this is all on a very easy to read and understand infographic. And if you want to see that infographic, just go to teamlally.com. We're going to have that up there later on today. But home sales and new listings impacted in April. So April, this is the numbers from April, correct, Adrian?
The first full month of,
COVID City.
Yeah.
COVID City. So give them the first two numbers, median single family price and median condo price. What is it?
So from, and this is on, they're comparing April 2019 to April 2020.
Okay.
So the median single family home price is up by 5.5% at $809.
Okay.
And the condo price is up by 7.4% to $450.
Now, when you hear median versus average, that's mm-hmm. those are two different things. Median is kind of like the middle of the road when you're driving and you got two lanes, one on the left and one on the right. The yellow line, that is the median. That's how you hear the word median, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't go over the median into a head-on collision. So the median means is that if on Oahu, half the homes sold below 809 and half the homes sold above 809 and half the condos sold below 450 and mm-hmm. half of them sold above that. Now, another one that you can take a look at, and maybe we'll have those statistics. We don't have it here, but the average would be taking the total number of sales and dividing it into the total gross sales and coming up with an average. But the next number is closed sales for each.
Okay, Adrian? So compared to April 2019,
yes.
The closed sales on single family homes was 248. And what that is, it's down by 22%. 22% lower.
So same month last year, we have closed sales are down. Again, that's coming from people being hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
Our number
or
one,
delays.
Well,
there's been a lot of delays in being able to close because of loans, because of, we're experiencing a delay on one of our listings with the Bureau of Conveyance being
so
closed,
and then right? those delays are gonna average out when we get another full month, because if anything's taking longer than 2 months, and that's more than just pandemic stuff.
And then on the condo side, this one, there was 343 closed sales, and that's down by 27.9%.
So we're going 20% on single family homes, 30% on condos. The amount of homes that are being sold is down. Now, here's what that isn't in line with the advice that we can give you. What, Adrian, what's the advice? If you don't need to sell your condo or home, what's the advice from us as realtors?
Wait.
Don't.
Don't sell it.
Don't. But if you have to sell, you want to know that your realtor or real estate team that you're working with has some smart marketing,
mm-hmm.
has virtual technology, safety protocols, and paperwork in place to deal with COVID-19, which we have check, all of those things. What's the next numbers?
So here's something also that's interesting is the new listings.
Okay.
So for single family homes.
That's a big drop.
I've never seen this kind of number before.
Yeah.
Down by 45.5% on single family homes. So there was 290 new single family homes that came on the market in April.
If we're down by half, then normally we might have at this month last year we had 600 new listings.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have only 290. So what does that mean? Now technically it's weird. Because as a buyer, you're like, there's not a lot of inventory, so I'm going to have to be competing with a lot of buyers. But what's happening to the buyers?
They're a little bit, some of them are hesitant and others are ready to jump on this.
So in a normal market, this would not be good news for you as a buyer, because you're still, then you're competing with even more, with the same amount of buyers for even less properties. But because of the pandemic, there are less buyers participating in the market.
So on the condos, that's also down by 39.5%. So the new listings on the condo side was 440. Now, we're going to also talk about the median days on market.
And for a single family home, what was it?
That was down by 45.5%.
Wait. Median days on market?
Oh, no. The median days on market.
You read the wrong statistic.
No, median
days. It's in the arrow.
Yes. Now we're moving on to the median days on market.
Yes.
We're talking about the listings.
Yeah.
Now we're on to the days on market, which has gone down and to 19,
how much?
To 19 days. So it's gone down by 24%. So 6 days faster than last year. And that's no surprise because the inventory is low and there's still buyers that are buying.
And then give them the days on market for a condo?
That is 27 days on market, and that's down by 7%. So 2 days faster.
Let's put all this together, and what does this mean for you if you're a seller or a buyer? Well, if you're a seller, you're thinking, well, here's the good news. Not a lot of competition for your property because there's almost half the amount of listings that are on the market right now. Now, the what's balancing that out is though you have less buyers because they're all being hesitant.
But the buyers that are out, they're serious and they're going to buy.
Yeah. So here's what we know too. It's going to be a win-win situation because the interest rates are still low. So again, going back to that question, if you can buy and do want to buy, if you need to sell and you have to sell, the answer is yes, yes, yes to both situations. Because in my opinion, I think the market's kind of balancing. There are things on both sides of the transaction that are kind of balancing things out. So it's neither, say, leaning in a seller's market and it's neither leaning in a buyer's market. It's probably smack dab in the middle, which creates for better negotiations and, you know, kind of, you know, not so much anxiety between the two parties when you're trying to get this thing in an escrow and maintain closing.
Well, this also, though, warning for you buyers,
yeah.
The inventory is low. So, I mean, I think that there's going to be some negotiation, maybe a little bit room for terms and so forth. But, you know, as far as the concessions, I don't know that sellers are going to really be, you know, desperate to sell, because as we're coming out of this pandemic, people are going to start coming back in and there's going to be
more. Well, here's what I would tell you sellers that are waiting. What do you think is going to happen to all the other sellers that have been waiting? Here's statistically in the 12-month calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So when is the time of the year when everybody waits?
Like
the holidays.
Summertime.
When they wait to sell their home is during the holidays. And then when did they all rush to put it on?
Oh, January 1st.
January. If you look at the statistics, the listings jump and spike in January.
Mm-hmm.
So we tell people, put your home on the market during the holidays. It's
less
the same thing like a pandemic. Only serious buyers are out there and less competition. So I hate to equate the holidays, you know, and celebrating Jesus' birthday with a pandemic, but I'm not... So don't quote me and say that. But what I'm saying is that the factors in the marketplace are very similar to that. And so the bottom line is, do your research, do your homework. We'd love for you to give us the opportunity to interview for the opportunity to earn the right to serve you as a client. We don't automatically assume that you call us and we're going to be automatically getting your business.
I mean, here's something that's interesting. So we're looking at the overall stats for, you know, the listings. And then, you know, I think because of the technology and the resources and the systems that we've already had in place.
Speaking of which.
Yeah, we, you know, our listing inventory is up because we can service the sellers in the way that they really need to be serviced.
In today's marketplace. Yeah. So speaking of technology, we are, when the Honolulu Board of Realtors announced on April 15th, which was a Wednesday, that we could do these virtual opens, did we wait a couple weekends or do we jump on it?
We got right to it.
Like a mongoose on a June bug.
Saturday,
I made that
Sunday.
Little combo analogy. I made it like Southern, but then I localized it because I had a June bug. I don't even think we have June bugs in Hawaii. And then I did the mongoose. Like a mongoose on a fat, juicy June bug. We were all over those virtual open houses like white on rice, and we started doing them immediately. In fact, how many are we doing this weekend?
Nine. We're starting on Friday.
Yep. I just keep repeating what you're saying.
So if any of our listeners want to go and check out the open houses that we do have on the schedule or would like to be connected to them, go to teamlallyopenhouse.com and you can click directly from there. You know all the times. You can be reminded.
There's
a little reminder link on Facebook that will ping you and say, oh, Team Lally's getting ready to go live.
So these are going to be, these are done live, just so you know, they're done live on Facebook. On Friday, we are going to be in Manoa. If you want to check out that awesome listing, go to peacefulmanoa.com. And now you're wondering, how are we going to be in Manoa at 3 p.m. and then all the way out to Kahuku at 3:45? Because we have special super fast cars that have nitrous oxide, and we're going to ignore all the speed limit laws.
Or we have a helicopter.
Or we have a helicopter, or one of those portals like on Star Trek where we're just going to get beamed over.
Or maybe one of us is in Manoa and the other one's in Kahuku.
Nope. But the answer is none of that. We're going to utilize Zoom technology to be able to do virtual Facebook Live open houses on those. And then we're going to be in Kaneohe doing one that's live via Facebook. So that's an actual big, nice big home in Kaneohe.
Brand new. Grand
listing.
Grand open house.
Not brand new house, but brand new listing.
Brand new to the market. This neighborhood, you know, stuff does not come up for sale in this neighborhood.
Rarely.
Very rarely. This is a perfect multi-generational home.
So this one is, I'm sorry. I got that.
That's on Saturday at 1 o'clock.
That's on Saturday. I was looking Kaneohe, but it was Kanehoa.
Oh, well, you're getting excited.
Because I'm getting excited.
I'm very excited by this listing. And
so wait. Yeah. Friday is going to be Peaceful Manoa. We're going to do Kuku Villas. And then the next one is going to be up in Makakilo.
Yes.
On Saturday, we're going to be at the one in Kaneohe, which is on Kekekane Street.
The multi-generational home.
That's going to be at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
And two-story home, corner lot.
Mm-hmm.
They have extra parking for like a boat.
Yep. And photovoltaic.
Or your big lifted truck with a bumper sticker that says Maui Built.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a guest room. It's a really nice, could be multi-family, could be large family. You know, really nice, good local style home. But somebody that just wants a bigger home to have everybody comfortably living in it. And then we are going to be going out to Ka'ala out there in Wahiwa doing tours. By the way, we do tours in our Ka'ala new construction on Saturdays at 3 p.m. By appointment, you got to confirm. Don't just show up.
And you must be pre-approved.
And you got to be pre-approved. By the way,
Jody will verify.
What's the new role regarding HBR, Honolulu Board of Realtors, and pre-approvals?
So just came out. Yep. So we got notification that we can. We're essential businesses, but we need to have these certain protocols. So obviously wearing our mask, our gloves, having the proper cleaning supplies, and that we are not to be showing homes in person to anyone that has not been pre-approved.
Now, it makes sense from a buyer and seller standpoint, and here's what I mean. Nothing worse than taking a look at a home, and you're not even pre-approved in that price range because you haven't even started that process. You just jumped up like a chicken with your head cut off and started looking at homes, and then you're in the car, in the driver's seat next to you is your Pop-Tart realtor. Mm-hmm. They just popped up. Let's go look at homes.
Don't do that.
Well,
it's actually against the rules.
We used to always tell our agents and train them, it's like, don't be working with clients that aren't pre-approved. It's not only a disservice for you, it's a disservice for them. Now, it took a pandemic and a new rule to make everybody do that, which made sense before the pandemic.
We were always doing that. Yeah. But now it's like it's in writing from the Board of Realtors.
So then we'll get pre-approved. Yep. So on Saturday, we're going to be in Kaneohe. Then we're going to go out to Wahiwa. And then we're going to go back to Ewa Beach.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, we're going to be out in Hawaii Kai. And then I think Townside a little bit.
Yep, in town.
And then
that's it.
Oh, wait, Kuyo. And then still a little bit in town, so with those listings. And again, most of those are going to be, all of them are going to be live.
They will all be live.
Yeah.
And again, go to teamlallyopenhouse.com for information on all of those listings. The other place that you can go is just to teamlally.com, and there's a drop-down box, and you'll see all of our featured listings with links to full walking video tours, a 3D Matterport tour, beautiful professional photography, full descriptions. Everything that you need to know about any of the homes that we've talked about today can be found there.
And we have a contest.
We do.
We have a contest. So if you're watching any of our virtual open houses, Adrian and I will randomly say like a secret word. Like I'd be like, look at this bedroom over here, this master bedroom. It's really well appointed. Lollipop. And anyway, I like the double vanity that,
it's a little bit more obvious.
We make it super obvious.
We'll stop and we'll look at the camera and we'll say, all right,
Now, I do say here funny is, words, but those aren't the secret words.
Here's a secret word for the scavenger hunt. Yeah. And what will they win?
So you have everybody's going to win a gift card. So everybody who enters, what you got to do is direct message. You got to watch all five of them and collect up all the secret words. And then you direct message us in the Facebook with the five words. And obviously, we need your address because we got to mail this to you. So we do need your contact information if you don't mind. So if you're all paranoid and an introvert, then don't participate. And you just stay in your cave at home, COVID safe. But direct message us with the secret words. The gift cards could be, I'm going to be honest with you, and we're going to give away some good stuff, but it could be free French fries from McDonald's. It could be my own special bottle of bleach and water mixture with a $1.99 spray. No.
We have some good gift cards.
We have $25 gift card, Home Depot, $25 gift card, Target, $25 Starbucks. Ooh, pink one, $25, Victoria's Secrets, $25 Subway, $25 Walmart, $5 at McDonald's. I'm loving it. Or free French fries, but everybody's going to be a winner if you direct message with us the five secret words for any for the five virtual open houses that we're going to do. We're going to do nine, but on five of them, we're going to have a secret word.
Yep, but so you got to get them all in order to get your prize.
Okay.
All right, so, real quick, let's talk about the Monday mindset that we do every week. So you realtors out there, this is for everyone, not just Keller Williams.
It's for our entire realtor community, all islands statewide.
Yep. So check out MondayMindsetHawaii.com or just send us an email at info@teamlally.com and we'd be happy to invite you to be part of that collaboration.
It's a forum where we're all talking about the trials and tribulations of COVID-19 and how we can better serve our clients and how can we assess and adapt. And it's done via Zoom, so you can safely stay at home in your furry pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only 30 minutes. It's from 5 to 5:30. Yep. If you blink and go and bin watch something on Netflix, you'll miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So every Monday. And the other thing, just for our new construction, what's the website for our new construction?
You can go to TeamLallyNewHomes.com. That's TeamLallyNewHomes.com.
You know, Kahuku, we got brand new homes ready to be moved in. 5 bedrooms, 3 baths. We're talking total square foot, about 2,100 square feet. That's in Kahuku.
Mm-hmm.
Ka'ala, again, we've got 3 bedroom, 2 baths, 4 bedroom, 2 baths, about 1,700 square feet. And then in Enchanted Lakes in Kailua, probably about, we got those 4 bedrooms.
Yep.
4 bedrooms over there.
With all central AC.
Brand new homes. And last but not least, you're like, I like to build my own home. We have luxury lots in a gated community in Olamana. And on that one, it's olamanaridge.com. But all of these can be found on teamlallynewhomes.com. Oh, specials. Real quick on the 3 specials, though. The lockdown specials before we wrap it up.
So $19,000 in the buyer credits.
For which one?
For Akamai. And for Kahuku.
Okay.
And then for Ka'ala, it's a $9,000.
$9,000. So 19 or 9,000 seller incentives for you guys to get in, buyer's incentives for you guys to get in contract. Then we got something special.
For you realtors.
For the realtors. I'm not going to tell you over the air. You got to go, just go to the website. It's right there. But for the realtors, we have something special.
Well, thank you for listening. And thank you to our sponsors.
Thank you to our sponsors.
Jody Tonga and Derek Tonga, Pacific Rim Mortgage. Bradley Moriyama of Allstate Insurance. Kenji Vendetta of Pillar to Post Home Inspections.
Janice Merlin with Dreamhouse Drafting.
John Speed of Kilauea Pest Control.
Duke Kim Han with Hawaii Pacific Property Management.
Thomas Pattison of Pattison Land Surveying.
If you want to get a hold of any of our sponsors, just go to TeamLally.com.
We also want to give a big thank you to Leah Rodriguez, our producer here in the studio.
Jee-hoo!
Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have an awesome guest talking about something that'll change your life.
Forever. This is the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the guaranteed
sold program.
If we can't sell your home at the agreed upon price and our time frame, we'll have it bought for cash.
Be safe and aloha!
The preceding program was sponsored by Team Lally.